Leave the scorner to scorn. Proverbs 9, verse 7 and 8. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. What a tough lesson to learn. You don't have to show up to every fight you're invited to. He that reproveth a scorner gets himself shame, and a wicked man gets himself a blot. These are people that scorn the faith and what you stand for. A scoffer, a derider in Scripture, one who scoffs at religion, its ordinances and teachers, and who makes a mock of sin and the judgments and threatenings of God against sinners. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. There are men and women that we owe no answers to because they are scorners, be they wrapped in a religious garb and holding a King James Bible in their hand with their false accusations and their lies against the saints of God, the preachers of God. Scoffers and mockers they are. I care not what others may call them. If I know it plainly that they are scorners and mockers, I need not give them an answer. No, I have not one good reason to answer them. Men will wonder sometimes why we do not answer our scorning and mocking critics. You may think in your mind that that person should have a reason to answer them, to shut that man's mouth, but it will not shut the scorner's mouth. They have nothing but mocking and pride in their heart. They are past rebuke. They are sitting in the seat of the scornful. They have already sat down and decided that they are against God, or they are against His cause, or against His people. Who cares what religious garb they have wrapped around them? They are scorners. If you reprove a scorner, you get it to yourself shame. One man said in an old-fashioned expression, "Whoever rebukes, warns one of these impious wretches, hath commonly all the dirt thrown upon him that their malice can rake together." When they get to the point of mocking and scoffing, there is no reason to continue that conversation. When they mock the truth, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee," and they will hate you. It is better to let them rail, let them scoff, and let them mock without you. Let them fight a ghost and not you. They have a desire for public squabbles and debates. They get so frustrated that you owe them no answer that they are angry and try to pull you into a public debate with them. Yes, they try to pull you into shameful squabbles and scoffing censures. You are better off letting them rail on their own. You will get dirty trying to make them clean. You will get dirty trying to clean your name from their false accusations. They care not for right or for wrong. They only care for scoffing and mocking. You cannot correct them because they will not receive correction. The ear that heareth the reproof of a life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. You waste your rebuke on men and women like that and only frustrate your own selves. Don't give yourself over to the scorner or the scoffer. Reprove them not. Let them go on their way. They have the truth. They care not for it. Many times they are the religious ones that have turned against the truth. Though they had it, though they had the truth and knew it, but they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They have warred against the truth. They have turned their back on the truth. They have turned to scoffing and mocking. Let them go. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Save your rebukes for wise men who receive instruction and counsel and are changed by it.